Man, I feel so bad for this dude, and I think we've all been in this position. Maybe it wasn't your first day in the job, but, you know, you had something where it's like, oh my gosh, I really screwed up big time here. A 24-year-old truck driver was passing through a town in New York yesterday morning when he made a big mistake. He tried to drive under a low-hanging bridge in that town and got the truck stuck. The trailer was ripped apart in the process. To make matters worse, it was the trucker's first day on the job. Like, he just got hired in one of his first routes and just knocks everything over. He was issued a traffic ticket, and I'd be surprised if they keep him. I mean, I guess you put some investment, you know, you put some training into an employee, but do you keep him after that first big mess up where you hit the bridge and then you, like, destroy the truck?
I don't know, man. I mean, if he's never done it before, those trucks are really hard to drive.
I've done some mistakes. Like one time when I worked at a car wash, I did that for like 4 or 5 years. It was the best job ever when I first started part-time in radio just to get my foot in the door. I had to have another job. And I was detailing somebody's car. And that, so like you have to clean the outside. So we took it through the car wash spot. And I got out real quick because I drove it up to myself and had to hit the code and jump back in. Well, I accidentally left it in drive.
Oh, no.
But thank God it was like creeping along slow. But I got in there because I'm like, oh, crap, but it started going through the wash.
Yeah.
I was able to get it, like, it stayed on the track, but that could have been terrible. And then I love McDonald's. They're a big supporter of the show, too, but I just wish that I could have done better there. I worked at a McDonald's at an outlet mall where I grew up at, so there's a high traffic area. A lot of people would come there to go shopping from all across the state where I was at, and I just sucked. I couldn't read the screen up there. It's like, hey, we need 2 double quarter pounder or something like that. But I messed everything up. I made cheeseburgers with Big Mac buns, which looked hysterical just to begin with, like a double cheeseburger with a Big Mac bun. I was putting the wrong sauce on there. I was putting like Big Mac sauce on cheeseburgers, which is, I call it good taste. They should have been thanking me. But I worked 1 5-hour shift, and I got like my free meal, and that was it. So I didn't do anything as bad as this guy where he just screwed up royally, but I'm kind of wondering if anybody, 317-239-1009, did something really bad at work. Like, oh my God, I screwed up so bad. I can't believe I did that. Did you guys do anything where you remember like, oh, it was so embarrassing when you did it at work?
I've never epically really screwed up at work, like something that bad. Of course, I've made mistakes at work, but it wasn't anything like that. But my boss at my very first job ever, which was a dinner theater where you like go, you eat out of a buffet, and then you sit down and watch a live play or a musical.
Yeah.
My boss, we were standing at the hostess stand waiting to like take people to their seats, and she gambled on a fart and lost, and she crapped her pants.
Oh no.
At the hostess stand, and she told all of us that she pooped her pants and had to go home.
That is terrible.
Gambling.
She had a terrible epic fail at work.
Feeling lucky, feel lucky, feel lucky, feel lucky. Oh, no!
And everyone knew that she had pooped her pants.
God. What was she wearing?
Just like,
hopefully,
you know,
like dark brown or black.
A pantsuit or something.
A what
she
suit?
She was a gross human being. She was always farting, always.
Well, that's natural. You can't judge people. You probably
your
on average,
boss at work farting out loud and like giggling when you're around food and stuff. It's disgusting.
Well, you do fart though on average 14 times a day.
Yeah,
fun
but she
fact.
Would purposely be like, "Hey, everybody, quiet," and then she would fart. Like she was just your gross.
She sounds like a fun boss.
She was
is that
gross.
A legit stat, Joe.
Oh yeah, yeah. On average, your body passes gas all the time. That's why when I love women, like I don't fart. Like yeah, you do every day. You may not realize it.
14
but,
times.
Yeah,
you do.
Everybody does. But I'm saying she was like a man about it. Like she's like, hey guys, listen to this. Like she was gross.
Too much gambling. You're gonna lose one day.
317-239-1009. She put it all on brown. You can also hit us up, Joe and Alex Show, on Twitter and Instagram. I want to know what went wrong at work. Maybe it was that new employee. Maybe it was you. We'll talk to you next on the Joe and Alex Show.